Ouch.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Yeah. You're such an asshole.
Yeah, I'm such an asshole.
Well, first thing.
Yeah.
This is your kind of news week here.
Yeah.
Princess Kate's boobage all over the internet.
Yeah, I saw him.
You saw him? Well, what's the report?
She needs a tattoo, man.
She needs a tattoo. What tattoo does she need?
She could use like one of those good rib tattoos or a good sleeve or something.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Alright. Maybe she can get the crown on her shoulder or something, huh?
Ooh, tramp stamp crown, man.
Tramp stamp, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Oh, fuck.
Tramp stamp crown, okay.
I don't know. That's like right. A beef eater or something.
A beef eater. Beef eater.
Go along with little steel bikes that she has.
Oh, my goodness. I figured you'd be all over that as soon as that broke.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, she's. You know, yeah. I'm just saying. I was like, oh,
it's
okay.
No Peppa, you know, but.
Oh, hell no, that'd be. Oh, god damn it.
What's going on there?
This little cat's running all over me, this kitten that we have. Okay. Ow.
You mean Tony Stark?
Ow. Why Tony Stark?
You know, when you lay naked on the bed with a little cat, that's a little bit odd, you know.
I am not naked on the bed.
Okay, sounds like he's scratching you.
I'm like a human scratching post.
That's right. You remember the movie Cocoon, you know, so.
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley had a statement about a cat scratching a post, if I recall.
My nuts are like a bouncy house.
Eat oatmeal. Eat your oatmeal.
Eat your damn oatmeal and like it.
Like it. I just figured you would be. I figured you'd be first in line to check out the future queens.
I was, but then goods. I was checking out the people that got videotaped having sex in the Yankees bathroom too. So.
Oh, yeah, well, see, I was. You know, I don't know what that's about. I saw you mention something to Manny about this, but I didn't. I didn't even know what the hell you were talking about. So.
No, I'd heard about elaborate. It. Elaborate. No, I don't know. I just heard about it today that, you know, a guy and a girl went in the bathroom. And
yeah.
Everyone kind of figured out what was going on. So, like, people, like, got up, like, were taking pictures under the stall and over the stall.
Oh,
and opening up the
nice.
Stall.
Oh, like, fantastic. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And how many angles did you look at before you came to a conclusion on this case?
Well, I wouldn't have done her like that guy was doing her, but I mean, you know.
How was that? What do you mean?
I think she was somehow seated on the stool, and he was kind of like trying to get on top of her.
That's a little odd.
You know, I mean, I would have done, you know.
That's a little hard to manage there, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. There's another way to do it, man. I'm just saying.
She was sitting down.
Yeah.
Okay. Was she leaning back at all, or?
It was hard to see, because mostly you could just really see, like, the guy's back, really. Is what's, you know,
oh, okay.
It was hard to...
Gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah, don't you know your cat's, new cat's name is Tony Stark?
Tony Stark. Yeah. Why is that?
Because he's the Iron Cat.
Iron Cat. Yeah, you're right.
So last week, you weren't available, evidently, and
right.
I talked to Junior. What'd you think? Did you listen? Did you listen?
I did not listen yet.
Oh, you are so unsupportive of your child.
Well, CB said it sucks, so then I didn't listen to it.
Oh, come on.
I went on his recommendation. So.
Oh my gosh.
even though it was my own son.
I know, your own son. You cast him aside.
He's like, CB's like Emperor Palpatine, and I'm kind of like Vader, you know. And my son's like Luke, I guess. Yeah, yes, young Miles, yes.
Wow, that's just horrible. I can't imagine doing that to one of my own children. Come on.
What is my bidding, CB?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
You'll do my bidding.
Wow. I can't believe you didn't even listen to your poor son. Now I know why he's got such a problem. You know, he's got such a complex. My dad doesn't love me. That's what he kept saying, so just so you know.
Yeah. No, I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah, event. Oh. I'll listen to it sometime. Great. Well, anyway, the cat got named Tony Stark on the show that last week. So
Tony Stark, yes.
And I was hoping you would listen to it because I was on my best behavior. I don't think I cursed.
You didn't drop a C word during the
I did not say anything untoward in the presence of...
I will listen to it. I don't know if I have the capabilities to listen to it, but I will try to.
I will try.
I will try is all I can say.
And, you know, I was
out of town. I was out of town. I was watching a football game.
I know, you were at a football game. I know. But I'm just saying, though, you know.
Yeah, well.
You didn't even see the artwork for this week, the last
week.
Yeah,
it was a cat. It was like a cat.
It was a cat with an Iron Man costume.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, okay.
I saw that.
Just saying. Just saying.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to get arranged here a little.
Yeah, evidently. You got to get a new area to cut.
Yes. Oh,
did you knock the cat off?
No, they arrested this little cat just off the bat.
Well, luckily his arm was not broken, as Junior alluded to last week.
At
least you have convinced him that it's not broken, even though it may be. Save yourself a few bucks.
But, no, he's all right.
You know, I can see that going down. I can see my... No, that's not... That's the way cats' legs are when they're little. Don't worry about it. He's double-jointed.
All cats limp.
He's double-jointed. This is a magic cat. Yeah, I can see that going on.
All cats limp a little. That's all right.
Yeah, that's what they do. They're jumping all the time. He's got sore legs.
Oh, he's fine.
Okay, just checking. I can see you cheaping out, you know what I mean?
He's fine. Well, I was cheaping him out, yeah.
I can see you cheaping out on getting the leg fixed.
Well, come on, the vet's not cheap anymore.
I know, I'm just saying, that's why I'm...
Sorry, I'm not rich like you, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah. What are you talking about? You're the rich one.
Yes, yeah.
You've always been richer than me.
That's no.
The truth.
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Mr. Wendy's Super Bar every night. Oh,
no. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. No. Yeah. Sorry.
No. Yeah. So, what's going on other than you letting the cat scratch your nuts or whatever you're going on?
I don't know. What do I want to go with?
Cat scratching my nuts or?
The cat scratches. No, I don't know. The internet guy at work is totally, you know...
Tracking you?
The Facebook guy at work, you know, he's always like Facebook and all
that. Yeah, yeah.
New guy and stuff like that. And I go to talk to him, but yeah. Something was up, I forget what, but I was talking to him. He's like...
You go, psst. Yeah.
He goes, what are you doing?
Like, nothing.
I go, what? He goes, you're reading my computer screen. I go, yeah. I'm not. He goes, yeah. He goes, I mean, I don't care, but this is kind of a message between me and my mom that you're reading. I wasn't reading it.
Were you reading it?
And he was like, no, I don't know what he was talking about. I go, I didn't read it. He goes, well, no. But he goes, that's kind of a private thing. I'm like, well, yeah, but I didn't read it. I didn't. You know, it was like a whole Seinfeld episode.
I believe that you did read it. I think at this point I believe
I didn't. I don't. I was just, you know, like in some trance or something. He thinks I was like reading this thing verbatim. And I was like, no, I'm not. I don't know who it's from or what it's about.
So
I don't
what was
know.
He? What was he typing to his mom?
I don't even know. I don't know.
All right. I thought maybe I could catch you off guard there.
Supposedly, I read this. I go, no, I didn't read it. The whole day, he's like, oh, thanks a lot, jerk. I'm like, what?
I believe you were reading it. Well, wait a minute. Let's think here. I believe he thought you were reading it. I also believe that you probably weren't, because you're such a lazy ass. You wouldn't even read it. If he had a picture of some chick, you know, like washing a car in her bikini, you would be looking at it.
Or a thong,
yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, or, you know, any myriad of other scantily clad.
No, I was kind of offended. Yeah, I was kind of offended he would even say that.
Well, I think he's probably right to say that.
I wasn't. You know, maybe he shouldn't read that during work. Maybe he shouldn't use work time to misuse computers like that.
I think he's got your number, and you're just upset by it. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
If he was typing in his, you know, Kate Middleton reaction, you'd be reading that.
You know, I typed it in, but I typed it at home.
Oh, okay.
So you know.
I would say that yes, you did that now, but maybe a year ago, that might have been a different answer.
Yeah. Well, a year ago, yes. Okay.
Yeah, a year ago, you would have been.
Until I found out my home office trying to hack my account one day, and I decided I wasn't going to do it anymore.
There you go. Yeah. So you got caught.
Yeah. How do I get caught and this guy doesn't? I don't get that, man. This guy's always...
Smarter than you are, evidently.
So. He's got music playing. I mean, he's Facebooking people. This guy is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
So what happened? I mean, he just was mad for the rest of the day, or what?
Yeah, no, it just like was a whole day thing. I was like, Dude, I did not read for the millionth time your freaking stupid email between you and your stupid mom, man. You know, why would I want to know that? Why would I even be interested?
Does he have a hot mom? Because, I mean, he's younger, right? So.
No, he does not.
He's a younger guy. I mean, his mom may be like prime age for you in the 50s.
I mean, if his mom was like Celia Ward or something.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like a Tyne Daly or something, you know, maybe.
Tyne Daly.
I don't know. Cheryl Glass or something.
Sharon Glass, yeah.
Sharon Glass, whatever.
Whatever her name is.
Shelley Hack or something, you know, nice.
Shelley Hack. I think you're more of a Kathy Bates kind of guy. That's my...
pretty much. Yeah.
That's you. I think you're right in there with the Kathy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or Kathy and the Jimmy, one of them, yeah.
Kathy and the Jimmy, yeah. Turn off lights and she can use that Peg voice.
That's right.
That's right. Oh, Hank.
That's right.
You just do that voice while I'm doing you.
There you go. So, you didn't get anything resolved, huh? Is that what you're saying?
No, we're all friends now, but you know, it was all weird, man. It was all... Mm-hmm. I did not read the guy's stupid email, man.
Okay, I think you got, like, you know, your $6 million man on, you're going...
No, I don't...
Trying to read his mail.
No, my eyes are going, believe me. I have to get, like, 1 foot away from stuff to read it now. There's no way I was reading. There's no way. Why would I even want to read it?
I don't
Why?
Know, because you're weird like that. You're nosy.
That I would go on his computer and read it. That I would stand right in front of him, look over his shoulder, and read it.
I could see you doing that, yes.
No.
Yeah, I could see that.
No.
I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I've caught you reading stuff that I was working on at some point in time.
Oh, no. No, oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, you know,
no,
what's that?
No. Yeah. I doubt that.
Oh, I seriously think it's true.
I seriously doubt that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. magazine or something. Yeah, you're looking over my shoulder. Look at my magazine.
Maybe.
Yeah, you were.
Your Entertainment Weekly.
My Entertainment Weekly, yes.
Yeah. Hey, let me borrow this. I want it. It's got Jennifer Love Hewitt in it. Let me see.
That's right. Let me see that.
I want to whack it a little. Come here.
I got to go use the bathroom. I'll be like, keep it. Just keep it. That's what I would
just
say.
Just keep it, Miles. That's okay.
Just keep it.
You know, we're
probably lucky that Google Earth and Google Maps didn't come along until after you moved out of your condo.
Yeah.
Because there would be a picture of you under your skylight with your Jennifer Love Hewitt and going to town.
Yeah. You right?
Yeah, Miles had a house or a condo when he was younger, but you know, before children for the most part, that had a skylight right over the toilet.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, you could take a crap and look up at the stars or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was the oddest thing.
yeah, it was a little funky, but yeah, you know.
Why did they put the skylight over the toilet? Why couldn't they moved it over a little bit over the vanity?
You want to be cheerful when you're taking a dump. I don't know.
Did you feel like you were flying when you were on that toilet?
Yeah, I guess I never questioned it. I don't know.
I just always thought it was odd. I was like, this is a little weird.
I can't whack it without looking at me whacking it.
You know, James Earl Jones and Alec Baldwin or Harrison Ford, you know.
I guess if they would have put it in the living room, that makes more sense, wouldn't it?
Probably. I don't understand I understand the bathroom, but not over the toilet. That was that was probably designed by some kind of freaky, you know, ex-military guy who still had connections or something, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah, no, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
It was your house.
Yeah, well, I mean, I lived there for like 20 years. I mean, what the hell, you know?
Has it really been that long? Holy
no, I don't know.
I don't think it's been that long, but...
I moved out of there the summer of 99, I think.
Yeah, you were only there for a very short time while we were recording, yes.
Yeah.
You've pretty much been in Iowa the whole time since then, so...
Yeah, I was in the rental house for a little while. So
you were in the rental house, and you threw a couch off the railing or something. I remember that. So
we were in the rental house for a little while. And
yeah, you guys, like, destroyed your furniture in the yard or something. And
yes, right. Yeah,
that was interesting, yes.
Yeah.
But I visited a couple times there at the old condo, and...
Yeah, I have video of it somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, of me on the toilet in the skylight?
You, yes. I have a video of you showering, taking a crap, whacking it.
I don't recall whacking it at your house, but...
I think you did, yeah.
I don't think so. I
those
remember
extra long showers that went on.
I take extra long showers whether I'm doing anything or not, so...
I thought I got my fat folds washed.
That's right. It's the job right there.
That's okay. I don't want to know. That's none of my business.
I like to be clean. I'll put it that way.
I guess.
I do.
I like
to be clean.
Oh, I like to be clean.
Yeah. And you know what?
What?
The more water pressure, the better.
I guess.
I like that. I was recently at a hotel.
Yeah.
In Jefferson City, and I don't like those short showers.
Okay.
Like hits you right below the throat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. Not good at all. Mm-mm.
Yeah. What did you do?
Well, you have to bend over to get your hair wet and stuff. It's horrible. Your armpits are clean, but that's, you know, everything above there, it's...
Yeah.
It's not as good a deal, so...
Bunch of midgets and guffs and...
I guess, I don't know. A lot of hotels have short shower heads. I have no idea why. I'm not that tall, so...
I was going to say, you're not overly tall. I don't want to say
I'm 6 foot tall, at least, so...
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Depending. You know, I'm losing my hair, so I used to be 6'1", 6'1", and a half, and now I'm just 6 foot, so... Just like Fletch with the fro, he's 6'5".
You know? Yeah, right.
Yeah, so.
Right.
No, it was weird. That's not uncommon. It's actually uncommon to have a shower that's above my head. So. I'm just saying.
It had the removable massage feature.
No, that, no, this is cheap.
That you enjoy.
No, I did not have the and I've never had a, I can't recall a hotel that actually had one that came off of the, had a hook
pulse,
on it.
The pulsating shower head that you enjoy.
No, I don't think I've ever been to one that actually where you could hold like a wand.
Yeah, a wand.
Yeah, no, there's been pulsating, but it's always been, you know, on the shower head, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I do enjoy, you're right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I will not deny it. There is no denying the joy of a pulsating showerhead. And especially a wand.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
See, I didn't talk like this last week, so just so you know.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't go into it, you know?
I was hoping you weren't going to say cunt and all that.
No, I did not say anything like that. I don't think I cursed him once, so.
That's good.
I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
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 No, I was trying. I was trying to think. There was a. I was at the hotel. I'm trying to think. There was a funny story at the hotel, and I'm trying to remember what it was now. Cause oh, I remember what it was. All right. So I go. Are you done with your story?
I'm finished.
Okay. Is there any resolution to this angry guy that you read his email?
No, we're friends. We're all friends.
Okay. Good. You give him a handy or something and everything's okay?
Yeah, we had a mutual circle jerk and now everyone's happy now. So,
So I was at this hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you where I was at. I was at the Capitol Plaza in Jefferson City, Missouri. Which is it's actually a pretty nice hotel. It's one of those, like an embassy suite, you know, where you have all the rooms and you have this big courtyard in the center, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice hotel, other than the fact that the shower heads are real low. But, so I go in to check in, and I'm at the counter, and I'm telling the guy, you know, I need to check in. And I was there for business, right? So I didn't have to pay for anything, thank goodness. And I look, and the guy's name badge says Famous.
Famous.
His name is Famous.
Famous.
F-A-M-O-U-S. Famous.
Okay.
That's his name. Right. His name is Famous.
Famous. That is his name.
Are you famous? Name. Yes, I'm famous. Isn't that weird? The guy's name was Famous. I swear to God.
His last name was Amos.
No, it wasn't famous. Amos. He wasn't famous. Amos.
No, come on.
I'm serious. His name was Famous.
Come on.
If anybody is listening... is in Jefferson City. Go to the Capitol Plaza Hotel and ask for Famous.
Ask for Famous. Okay. So this is a clerk or a bellboy, or who is this?
He's like the clerk. He's the guy who checks you in and gives you keys and whatnot.
Yeah.
Famous.
Did you inquire about this? Or
I thought about inquiring about this, but Famous looked like he used to play football.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
Big.
He was a big guy. It looked like he didn't want my shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. So you weren't quite the dickhead you usually are.
That's right. It crossed my mind to say, is that your God-given name? But then I thought,
Do you mind if we put you in the room with a really small shower?
Yeah.
No.
I thought I'd wake up with Famous's knuckles on the side of my head or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Just a point of protocol, don't fuck with the help at the hotel when you check in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
fuck with them on the way out the door, not when you check in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They know where you're at, they know what room you're in, they can unlock the door at any point in time they want to, they can cut off the water, they can, you know... They can run up charges on your card. I mean,
in-room movie. I never watched no in-room movie.
Sure you didn't. Let me inspect the sheets, sir. Okay. All right, here you go. Luminol says different. Yeah.
We're going to have to purchase room.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyway.
You got cheese all over the room.
That's right. It's like a bathhouse in here, for Christ's sake.
So, nice hotel, nice room.
Nice hotel, nice room, low shower, yes. Good mini toilet, bar. Very good toilet. No mini bar.
You don't see those in hotels anymore.
No, I think everybody knows they're getting ripped off and they go... There's actually a thing downstairs where you could buy all that stuff, but it's not in your room.
Yeah.
You know, there was water, like a big thing of water for $3.
Yeah.
That was it. I'm like, fuck, I'm not...
$3 for water?
It was like a liter of water. There's two of them that they have a price tag of $3 each.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not...
Fuck!
Exactly. I'm not paying no $3 for no goddamn water. That's right. Who am I? I'm not famous. Come on.
Well, we're...
So, yeah. So, famous checked me in. Yeah, famous checked me in.
And then not so famous carried the bags. And,
No, I wasn't that. I mean, I guess they do have a person, but I don't let anybody touch my bags. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm not, number one, I'm not going to pay them. I'm not going to tip.
Don't touch my sack.
That's right. And I usually only have one bag. I travel light and I, you know, I'm in and out.
I have a small sack.
I'm Mr. Carry-On, you know what I'm saying?
It's $1 per bag, isn't it? If they carry your bags or something, isn't it
a buck a bag? Are you fucking kidding me? It's like $5 a bag.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. What have you been living in? Like Petticoat Junction or something?
I don't know. I don't go to nice hotels like you.
A buck a bag. Jeez Louise.
I go to hotels where old people want to beat my ass. You know, I don't go to a nice hotel like you. And you know.
No, I think it's like $5 a bag. You're like living in olden times. Here's 2 bits, Sonny. Go get a haircut. Go get a haircut. Here's 2 bits.
There's a nickel. There's a shiny nickel for you there,
famous. Thank you.
Mr. Famous.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Famous. I'm like, that is interesting.
Are you really famous?
I wanted to tell him I'm famous as well, but I didn't want to get in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say that people think I'm famous, so.
Yeah,
it hasn't. As I get older, that's less, you know, happening less and less. But when I was younger, people would come up to me and ask me if I was famous. So,
aren't you Kirk Douglas?
Aren't you? Yeah, aren't you? Yeah. The older and fatter I get, the less people do that. Amazingly enough. So,
aren't you Shelley Winters?
That's right. Aren't you Chumley from Pawn Stars?
Are you that fat lady that died on Poseidon Adventure?
I remember you when I was a kid.
Manny, give this picture to our grandkids, Manny.
Get a picture with the fat guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I used to, I'd be like at the doctor's office, I swear to God, and somebody would ask me if I was in a band or if I was famous.
Are you in Sabbath? Or...
No, this has been like more of an 80s kind of band. Not a 70s.
Are you the one-armed guy from Def Leppard? Is that you?
Yeah, well, I got a prosthetic on. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, honestly, I had that happen on more than one occasion, yes.
Really?
I am not lying to you. I am telling you the God's honest truth, yes.
Okay, I know we're at an adult video store, sir, but...
Are you Fred Ward?
I have the feeling like you're famous.
You can joke. I'm telling you the truth. I got on an elevator in a medical building, and this guy asked me if I was a famous person. Do I know you? Or you been on TV? Have you, you know? And he went to this litany of stuff, and I'm like, I don't think so.
Were you on Emergency?
Aren't you Kent McCord?
No, yes, I am.
I look nothing like Kent McCord.
Are you David Hasselhoff?
I look more like Martin Milner right now, but yeah.
Weren't you on BJ and the Bear? You were the Bear.
You were the Bear, weren't you? No, when I had my long hair, yeah. That's
You're crazy. So frickin' hairy, Jesus.
When I worked at the video store, people would ask me.
Were you Natalie from Facts of Life? I was just wondering.
Just wondering, yeah. You look like Natalie.
I always thought she was the cutest.
Yeah. She was sassy. Are you sassy?
You were mistaken as someone famous. They never really knew who what famous person.
No, they never could come up with a name for me. But I was just I was always like confused. You know what I mean?
Are you Dirk Diggler?
Yeah, no, I don't think.
Yeah.
I had long hair. I looked, I looked very 80s, I suppose, at the time. So yeah.
Should we call you Nick or Mr. Dick?
I would dress a bit. Somewhat, you know,
gay.
No, oddly.
Your Jordache jeans.
No, I didn't have Jordache. But I mean, I would dress a little bit off the norm, I guess, and so people would approach.
A little me. Off the norm. Well, boy, yeah. I don't know if I want to.
I wasn't like Boy George or androgynous or anything. If that's what you mean.
Do you really want to hit?
Who's the dude in Wanted Dead or Alive with the eye patch? I didn't look like that guy. I can't remember his name now. But,
I can see you just sashaying around like Boy George. That'd be funny.
You spin me right around, baby, right around.
Right around. Oh, yeah. That's you. Yeah, are you that dude from that video? Right round?
No, yeah, with the eye patch? No, it's not me. No, I probably look like somebody out of Bon Jovi or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I gotta say, yeah, I think you're like, you know, like, wow, are you from Crew or something, man?
That's right. Are you the short Tommy Lee? Holy moly, okay? You gonna be all right?
I don't want to brag, ladies, but I wrote Sister Christian.
That's right.
That's right. Really? I love it, guys.
Sister Christian all the time. That's mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah, I pretty much wrote that.
Yeah pretty much. I'm a drummer. You ever see, you ever hear that song Pure Energy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote that one.
Mother.
I
want to
know what you're thinking. Is this something
you I should know?
Yeah. What was that? Who was the name of that band? It was called. It had Leonard Nimoy's voice on it. It's Spock.
Psychedelic Furs?
No, it wasn't Psychedelic Furs.
Lovin' Rockets?
No, it wasn't Lovin' Rockets. I can't remember the name of the band now. The song was called Pure Energy, but.
That loser smidge will probably know. Probably
well, you can remember. It was some society, Information Society. Information
right.
Society. Yeah, I probably looked a little bit more like that. No, probably more like Bon Jovi. Yeah.
Well, actually, I heard a song the other day. I haven't heard in a long time, back from the '80s.
Oh, what was that?
It was actually a band. I think they were called the Breakfast Club, but something.
That's a cover band, The Breakfast Club, for sure.
I think it's called Right on Track, I think is what the song is called. I get up and back and right on track.
That sounds like Pork in the Havana Ducks, if you ask me.
Right on track, is that gonna get you back?
No, that's like a cover band or something.
No, come on.
There was no band called The Breakfast Club.
Google it.
No, I'm not Googling it now.
Google it.
I'm not.
All right. All
right. I'm going to Google it. God damn you.
I think it's called Right on Track. That video was something about a guy dressed up as a chicken running around or something. It was really...
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm Googling this
like
bullshit.
Like late 80s. Late 80s before I got to SIU. I know that. I think I was in junior college when that came out.
Yeah. Let's see here.
I get up and back and
what was it called?
I think it's called Right on Track by The Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Hold on.
Right on Track.
I'm getting to that part. Don't rush me, for Christ's sake.
Come on, Grandpa. Tight, man.
Oh, you're right. Right on Track. So here we go. Hold on. Oh, wait. I should just get the YouTube. Holy smoly. God damn it. I hit the wrong button here. Oh, the kids are yelling at the dogs. Something's going on down there. Right. This is a dumb name for a band. Right on Track YouTube. Here we go. Let's see how close Miles was to having anything close to the harmony or sound of this song. Let's see. It's come. Oh, could not load movie.
Wah, 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 wah.
Let me try it again here. Okay. 1987.
Yeah.
Oh, cannot load movie.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, I just took it. I'll try this one.
Here comes another. Can't load.
I can move out.
It is totally not a real song. Oh my gosh, somebody's yelling over here.
Could not load movie. I'm not sure where.
I don't know. Who knows what's going on? Who knows what's going on here? Somebody's not having a good day here. All right.
Oh my gosh.
This is what happened. Wait a minute. Here, I got a. Here's the mix of this Uptown mix.
The sound familiar?
No.
This is the Uptown mix. Who's that guy?
Sounds like Jan Hammer or something from Lenny Rice or something.
It's the Right on Track Breakfast Club Uptown mix.
Oh, I don't know. That's not the song.
Jeez Louise, everybody's yelling around here. All right, well, anyway. I probably ought to go find out what's going on.
Yeah, I think you better save a life, man.
Yeah, save one of the kids here. I don't know what's going on. All right. Well, I don't think that song really existed, but there's a lot of YouTube links that go nowhere for it.
There you go.
There you go. All right, anything else famous? Anything else famous we want to talk about?
No, I have nothing famous for you.
All right, well, hopefully you won't get yelled at work again tomorrow for reading emails.
I will. I'll see. We'll see.